for folks that are driving in here, you might be listening, not living in Detroit. There's no opener. Doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 8:30, so they tell you to get there on time. You know, Kia parking is going to be a nightmare. So, hey, do yourself a favor and just park on the street and walk down. Get there on time, walk down, take the queue line. They got that clear bag policy in effect at Ford Field. So things to keep in mind so you're not running back to your car as the show is starting at 8:30.
Give us a little bit of a rundown about the history of Beyonce being here.
Beyonce is going to be at Ford Field. This is her third time performing inside that stadium. Our A-list summer concert series, I guess we had Morgan Wallen come through Ford Field before Morgan Wallen was Taylor Swift at Ford Field. Now Beyonce's coming here. She's had quite a few notable moments, including Detroiters are in Detroit. I don't know if you remember in 2013, 2 days after the city filed for bankruptcy, she did this video montage and covered Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come at the Palace.
This song is dedicated to Detroit.
So she's definitely been tapped in. She did a tribute to Aretha Franklin when she was kind of in poor health leading up to her death. She certainly, you know, was a good friend of Aaliyah before her death. So Beyonce, you know, she certainly is no stranger to Detroit.
And I always find it odd that she, you know, she was performing, or one of the first performances was at the Ford 100th anniversary here in Dearborn, which is something that's just so odd that people don't know about. But she did it with Destiny's Child.
Yeah, there was, can you imagine that, Jay-Z and Dearborn? But that's what it was. 2003, Ford was celebrating its 100th anniversary, and just so happened to be available that day was Beyonce Knowles. This was one of her first ever solo, like, headlining performances. Months later, she goes on to release her debut album, and, you know, the rest is history. But yeah, we kind of have our own local angle on the beginnings of Beyonce's solo career, apart from Destiny's Child.
And one of the things for me personally, with everyone going to the concert, getting excited, I don't know if you've seen it, but the outfits. People are getting ready with the outfits and the clothes and all the excitement. What excitement have you been seeing on social media yourself and just based on what you've been collecting about Beyonce and her time in Detroit?
Yeah, so people are going all out with those outfits, like the bodysuits. It's like, you know, kind of like a metallic kind of sequence. We saw with the Taylor Swift concert, it was friendship bracelets, right? But I think now with the Beyonce, you know, you see people in cowboy hats, you know, kind of reflective stuff, mimicking some of her, you know, historic, iconic outfits of her past. But yeah, people are definitely excited. There's going to be pre-show events. Bars downtown, Old Shillelagh, Greenwich, the Block over in Midtown, Flood's Bar, and Pow Detroit are all doing like a bar crawl before folks go down to Ford Field. So it should be a fun night. Tickets are still available on resale sites right now. You can get in the door for around $180, $200. But for the folks that aren't in the stadium, you're surely still going to feel the event like you did Taylor Swift or Morgan Wallen.
And I love the little bit that you put in there, like, yeah, sorry, Cass Tech grads, Renaissance was not named after you, which is so funny.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of become the running joke since she released that album last summer. You know, Renaissance grad pointing out correctly that, yeah, guys, Beyonce never named her album Cass Tech. So, yeah, that is always fun to point out. And certainly the Beyonce fan Renaissance graduate, you know, there's certainly an intersection there.
I'm hoping that you actually get a chance to cover the concert, but actually enjoy it as well. I don't know if you're going to be there, you're going to be in that space, and what are you looking forward to?
So I'll be there. I think I'll be on the floor. So I'm really looking forward to just see the excessive outfits, and you know, people are really, you know, dropping an arm and a leg to be in the building tonight. So it's going to be fun. You know, people of all ages are certainly going to pack that stadium. 50,000 people are expected to be in there. So I'm really excited of the concert on Thursday morning in our Axios Detroit newsletter. But yeah, I'm excited. She's supposed to do, you know, all of throughout her entire career. Definitely going to be most of Renaissance, at least that's what I've been reading from reviews of the show itself. It's probably a 2.5-hour show. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to spouse you and make it touch a ring. I'm going to take you all the way. Baby, can I take you all the way? You sexy bro, boy, you're growing on me. I just want to thug you.